I'm Julia, and you're listening to the Spirit Nomad Podcast, the show that helps spiritual seekers step into their purpose and freedom. You can find the video version of this podcast and many more on the Spirit Nomad YouTube channel. Now, let's get into the episode. If you're thinking of trying the plant medicine ayahuasca, then there are 6 things that you need to know. Otherwise, your experience will be a nightmare. The first thing that you need to know if you want to try ayahuasca is that this is supposed to be a ceremonial experience. This is not like mushroom that you can just do with some buddies at home or, God forbid, at a party. This is not a party drug. You need to do it in a safe space with a shaman or some type of facilitator who knows what they're doing and who had done this many, many times. Preferably in Peru, if you can afford it, since this is where the plant medicine comes from. These shamans have been learning for generations of how to use this medicine. When I did my ayahuasca retreat, it was in Peru, close to Iquitos, which is the capital of the Peruvian Amazon. There will usually be this round room, ceremonial room, where you will have in the middle, like the incense, the space clearers, and then you have the sleeping mats around. You have a bucket for when you purge or vomit. You'll also get a blanket, and sometimes you get agua florida, which you spray. It's a clearer of your energy so that any negative spirits will stay away. So this will really set you up for a good state of mind, which is so important because it's so easy to have a bad trip on ayahuasca. The second thing you should know before trying ayahuasca is to find a legit shaman. There are so many horror stories of people getting robbed when they are in that hallucinogenic, is that what it's called, state, or being touched inappropriately by scammy shamans. So you really want to look for centers already before you arrive in Peru, if that's where you decide to do it. Don't just show up, because if you do in Iquitos, you will find loads of shamans just saying, hey, you want to try ayahuasca, I can help, but you have no idea about who they are. So I was researching for days when I was looking for my ayahuasca center, and eventually I found one that had really good reviews. So really look at the testimonials before you decide. I went with Dreamglade in Peru, and that was an awesome experience. So really look at the testimonials and book online before you get to wherever you're going to do it, for example, Iquitos. The third thing you need to be aware of before you try ayahuasca is that you need to do a pre-diet, a dieta, they call it. And this includes eating a light vegetarian diet, no alcohol, no caffeine, and you want your diet to be low in salt and sugar. Alan Shoemaker explained this in his book Ayahuasca Medicine, the shamanic world of Amazonian sacred plant healing. The plant diets are designed to help a person connect with the spirits of the plants and to develop new healing capabilities, vision, and sight. They require much time in solitude and a strict dietary regimen. When you follow the required diet, the spirit world is more accessible. So if you love your coffee or you love your meat, you might be, Julia, why do I have to do this? What will happen if I just stick to my normal diet? Well, ayahuasca is really a cleanse on a physical, mental, spiritual level. So if you have lots of gunks and toxins in your body, then it's going to be a lot of vomiting during the ceremony. You are expected to vomit, which is will come to later, but it will just be not a nice experience. You will not feel good at all. So I was mostly eating salads the days leading up to the ayahuasca. It wasn't very fun to have salads without any salt, but it was worth it. The cleaner your body is before you start, the better. You also want to continue with this diet 3 days after your ceremony or retreat as well. The fourth thing that you need to be aware of if you want to try ayahuasca is that it tastes disgusting. This is not like these cacao ceremonies with this warm little cocoa that's delicious. No, this is the most bitter thing you will ever taste. And it's really thick liquid as well. The fifth thing that you should be aware of is that you are expected to vomit. Like I said, ayahuasca is a cleanse, physically, mentally, spiritually. So vomiting or purging, like they call it, is really important in just taking up all those toxins, both energetically and physical toxins. So when you are at the retreat, you will have the facilitators asking you every half an hour or so, like, have you been purging? And if you haven't been purging, they might give you some more, or they might do some chants, things to really help things move up. So really don't hold it in. Don't be scared to purge, because that's just going to be bad for you. And yeah, if you are scared of vomiting, if you don't like vomiting, for example, my partner, he passes out every time he vomits. So clearly, ayahuasca is not a good idea for him. So think about, am I willing to purge, to vomit? The sixth thing you need to know is the timing of things. So first of all, it takes around 30 minutes for the effects, the hallucinogenic effects, to appear. So if in 20 minutes you see or feel nothing, don't worry. Definitely don't take more ayahuasca at that point. And just wait for it. The second thing you need to know about the timing is that it will take around 4 hours, the effect. It can last that long and even longer. It depends on things like your health, your weight, your health status. For many people, it's over 6 hours. For me, I think after 6 hours, I thought it was done, but then just before drifting off to sleep, I saw spirits or ghosts. So I was freaking out, so just know that that is completely normal and give yourself enough space to ride it out. Now that you know these things, definitely check out my other video on this topic called Why You Should Not Try Ayahuasca, My Ayahuasca Experiences. There I will tell you about the negative aspects of ayahuasca that people don't talk about much. And yeah, there are many things with ayahuasca that can be negative experiences, but if you feel called to this plant medicine, then I really think you should follow that. I felt this calling for 2 years leading up to me trying it, and I just couldn't get rid of this idea of going to Peru and trying ayahuasca. So if you're meant to do it, the universe will keep planting this idea in your head that you have to do it.
Let's continue the discussion in my Telegram group, the Spirit Nomad Podcast Tribe, link in the description. If you'd like to support the podcast, leave a review and share it with a friend. Thanks for listening and have a beautiful day.